Attitude Adjustment on EEA Radio. This is Paul Prydecker. And Mike, we've had some really great guests, and you know, we've always enjoyed talking to the folks from the air traffic controllers because they, you know, provide so much help and interest. Our next guest, though, has really been doing something special, and I'd like you to tell us about it.
Well, it's funny you're on attitude adjustment today, Tony, because nothing adjusts an attitude like looking at a beautiful vintage aircraft. All right, I'm going to pretend I didn't say that because that was really a bad joke. But Tony Caldwell is the creator of the Tony Caldwell Collection at Mustang Field, which is one of the largest and, I have to say, most beautiful collections of vintage aircraft anywhere. Just a little bit west of Oklahoma City on I-40 in El Reno, Oklahoma, Tony has, in 30,000 square feet, gathered such an extraordinary collection of vintage aircraft that we're going to talk about today in a museum that is now open just in the last several months to the public. Tony, welcome to EAA Radio.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
On your website, I think I saw a tagline that said, "Restoring the past and building the future." Tell us how that all fits together.
Well, our focus from the airplane side is 1918 to 1942, 1943, thereabouts, the golden age of aviation. And we find that there is nothing that seems to fascinate kids more than old airplanes.
Big kids, too, actually.
Big kids, too. You know, kids of all ages. Yeah. But it's been really a lot of fun since we opened just to see what's happened with teenagers who've come. We probably have 75 volunteers at the museum under the age of 20, and many of them come week after week after week because they're fascinated by these beautiful airplanes.
Give us a few examples. What do you have?
Well, to begin with, we have a nice collection of Waccos. Wacko was the leading manufacturer of airplanes in the late 1920s through really about World War II. We have 10 Waccos in the collection, including the only place, I think, in the world where you can come and see all of the Wacko F models, the sport planes they built from 1930 to 1942. Six different models. We have all of them. We've also got a Speedwing, the only one ever made, flown by Casey Lambert from St. Louis, and several other airplanes that are one of a kind, or maybe, you know, two of a kind, flying left in the world, and a number of winners of awards here at AirVenture, including some Lindy Award winners.
So to do what you've done certainly does take some cash, and we know that you're a serial entrepreneur and that you've done a lot of work with the insurance industry in your career. It also takes a tremendous amount of passion. And so talk about where the passion for this these decades of aircraft has come from for you.
You know, I was lucky enough to fly in an airplane when I was 2 weeks old. My father was a pilot. I think probably my mother held me in her lap, scared the heck out of her, but I must have gotten some sort of infection because I was an airport brat growing up, hanging out at the airport, learned to fly in my 20s. Took about 25 years off, though, to raise a family and build a couple of businesses. And when I came back into aviation in 2009, shortly after that, I saw a Wacko Classic airplane at Sun and Fun, and I was dumbstruck. I don't think I'd ever seen anything that beautiful, except for my wife, of course. And anyway, that really was the gateway drug, and just went from there.
And what did you start with? I mean, you started with an idea that you're going to do this, but what was existing that required all the renovation? I suppose the hangar that you started in needed some help.
Yeah, it literally was falling down, and the city of El Reno had planned to demolish it. And we're restoring a 1929 Travelair, a biplane that's on big 30x5 wheels. Really tough to fly those safely off of concrete, so I was looking for a place to be on grass. El Reno's got the biggest grass runway in the middle part of the United States, and so I was out visiting with those folks. They just happened to mention that they were going to tear that hangar down, and I said, you know, gosh, that's a shame. That's part of the heritage. That field was built as a training base during World War II, and you know, you have to be careful what you say, you know, because they said, well, would you be interested in it? And so we went over and looked at it, and I thought, this would be great. We had about a dozen airplanes. room for plenty more. So 49 weeks later, we opened a museum, and we're now out of space, and we're getting ready to build our second and third hangars, which will give us room for another 20 aircraft or so.
So is it roughly right you've got a couple of dozen aircraft, give or take, as things move in and out on exhibit?
You know, as of yesterday morning, I purchased another airplane here at the show. you know, they say you shouldn't let alcoholics in bars and you shouldn't let airplane addicts come to AirVenture. anyway, I think we're at 31 or 32 today.
Okay. And how many of those are flyable?
Every single one of them that isn't currently being restored. We believe very strongly that an airplane that doesn't fly is not really an airplane.
So how do you do that? I've got in my mind's eye a stable where kids come in and they take, you know, they ride horses just to make sure they get ridden regularly.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a restoration shop actually in the museum operated by Rob Locke, my friend who's moving all of his operations from Florida. So he's in that transition phase. So he spends a lot of time in Oklahoma and then back packing in Florida. But he's responsible for the maintenance of all of the airplanes. Of course, there's other people that have to help as well. But that's a challenge, and it's one that we meet gladly. We fly our airplanes every month. We have a flying day at least once a month, and we drag out as many as we can. We have pilots coming from around the United States to help us do that.
And are you participating in, you know, like Discovery flights or Young Eagle things with this?
We are. We just had a Young Eagles weekend, actually, in June. And we will do that at least once a year. We also we have a lot of kids who are involved in the AOPA's program for high school students, and they're out there on a weekly basis. And we are getting ready to start, actually, an internship program for local A&P students, and that'll be kicking off in the fall.
We're talking with Tony Caldwell, who is the namesake of the Tony Caldwell Collection, and at Mustang Field, which is his collection of more than 30 vintage aircraft in a restored vintage hangar in El Reno, Oklahoma.
When you were talking about, you know, you do your own maintenance, I'm guessing it's a mechanic's dream to be able to work on something like these. Is that pretty accurate?
You know, I think it must be. I mean, some of these guys that work on antique airplanes, as you know, they're working on jet engines in the daytime.
Uh-huh.
And then to come back and work on round motors part-time, I think has got to be fun for them, just as it is for airline pilots to fly old airplanes on the weekend. There's something magical about those engines.
They sound wonderful.
They do. And yeah. You know, and they make a heck of a mess, of course,
yeah.
But they're just tons of fun.
Yeah. So when you're thinking about expanding and adding airplanes, I mean, are you searching all over the country for possibilities? You had it easy here, but I mean, what's on your radar?
Well, we have about a dozen different airplanes that we're currently researching and talking to the owners about. There's a couple of dozen on our love-to-have list someday. So you have to, you know, the ears only hear and the eyes only see what the mind is looking for. So we have a list that we're looking for, and they'll show up. We know that. And, you know, last year we added 15 because we were concerned when we got this enormous hangar that we would have a party and it looked like nobody came. So we needed a few more. And so this year we've only, I think, added six. But with the new space that's coming, we have lots of room for more things. And hopefully some of them have been given to us. Others I donated. Some are on loan. We are available for great airplanes of the era from any of those sources.
Do you tell me about how you organize events? Do you get invitations? You just put it out in the local press. Hey, we're having an open house. Come see what we do. You know, how do you market this and spread the interest?
Well, we're just learning. I mean, we've only been open 10 mm-hmm. months. Now we had 4,500 people come through in 10 months from 26 states and 6 foreign countries. The 100th anniversary of Route 66 is helping. So we're getting help from local media, and we put a lot of things out on Facebook and other social media. And so far, that seems to be working, but we'd love to have more people come.
You talked a little bit earlier about pilots that help you exercise the aircraft and make sure that they remain in good flyable condition. Do you have a list of people who are waiting for the chance to either prove their ability or get checked out in certain types to be able to do that?
Well, we do. We have a half dozen fellas that, you know, you start with who you know and who you trust. And we're adding a couple of pilots in the next month or so that have been on that list. And we find that, you know, we probably need a good dozen to help us, because when we fly 15 airplanes in a weekend and all of us are flying three or four or five, but you still, to keep them moving all day long, you need a lot of help.
And what's your facility? What's your airport like?
It's a small town airport, Quintessential Airport, built in 1943 as a training base given to the city of El Reno. There's, I think, 56 airplanes based on the field other than ours, a few businesses. So it's quiet, but on the weekends it's pretty busy with when we roll the hangar doors open.
And if people want to see more about what you do, what is your website?
The website is thecaldwellcollection.org. Mm-hmm. I have another personal aviation website called dreamwacos.com, and both of those together can give you the whole story.
And there is a YouTube channel as well, right?
There is, and we're getting ready to populate that. It has a few videos on there now, but there'll be a couple of dozen up over the next 30 days or so.
Outstanding. Tony Caldwell, who's brought into existence the Caldwell Collection of Vintage Aircraft at Mustang Field in El Reno, Oklahoma.
Thank you so much, Tony, for letting us know about this. This is Attitude Adjustment, EAA Radio.